Chapter 5. The following morning, as I finished my breakfast, an insistent rap sounded on the door of my chamber. I feared it heralded the beginning of a fresh onslaught of tailors and bakers, but when I answered, I found only Pym. "Good day, Titus," he said, and with amiable countenance sauntered past me into my chamber. I knew not what to make of this forward behavior, and so stood by the door as he took in the view from my single window, snatched a pear from the silver platter that had been delivered to me yesterday morning, and inspected my primer. He was no more than a few years older than I, but he moved with a grown man's countenance, a thick build and a rounded burgher's girth adding to this illusion of years. His eyes, brown but flecked with the feverish orange of his hair, had an impish quality, as if with each blink he were newly amused by some thought or scheme. "You are a man of letters," he said, as he paged through my primer. I assumed he was mocking me and did not reply. "I do not read myself," he said. This admission took me aback both in the casual way it was proffered, and because I had assumed his quick wit was the result of a learned upbringing. "My memory is most prodigious," Pym explained, as though he guessed at my surprise. "I grew up in a traveling theater, a child actor. Mine is an education of the road." "Why are you not still upon it?" I asked. I feared my question impudent, but Pym seemed pleased to have drawn me out. He wedged himself into my armchair. "The particulars of my temperament are better suited for comedy than tragedy. I care little."